From WILL's Illinois Newsroom, this is 217 Today. I'm Farrah Anderson. It's Thursday, March 23rd. Coming up, we'll hear a conversation between Illinois Newsroom's Jim Meadows and Danville mayoral candidate Ricky Williams Jr. ahead of the April 4th election. That conversation is coming up in just a few minutes. But first, these headlines. There's potential for heavy rainfall in the central Illinois area today. Shambana meteorologist Andrew Pritchard has more.
As a frontal boundary stalls across central Illinois, multiple rounds of showers and thunderstorms are expected to impact the region. In the immediate Champaign-Urbana area, rain won't come as an all-day, everyday downpour, but expect periods of rain, perhaps heavy at times, from Thursday morning into Friday night. Rainfall totals along the I-72 corridor from Springfield to Champaign will approach 2 inches, while much heavier amounts in the 3 to 5 inch range are expected further south, across portions of southern Illinois and Indiana. Quiet, sunny conditions return to central Illinois on Saturday and Sunday. I'm Shambana weather meteorologist Andrew Pritchard.
An Illinois lawmaker is sponsoring a measure to look into a state program that was the subject of a recent WBEZ investigation. Kristen Schorsch reports.
The measure, sponsored by State Senator Kimberly Lightford, would create a task force that would evaluate a state program known as SAS. SAS is supposed to quickly screen children in a mental health crisis. The kids are typically uninsured or from low-income families that have Medicaid health insurance. But WBEZ found the state is failing to ensure thousands of children are getting any follow-up help, let alone the type of intensive behavioral health support many need. And there are few places to send kids in emotional distress. The task force would evaluate SAS by county and analyze whether current funding for the program is enough. Lawmakers must approve creating the task force. Kristen Schorsch.
Political hiring continues to be a focus in the bribery trial of 4 former ComEd executives and lobbyists. From the Dirksen Federal Building, Dave McKinney reports.
Thomas O'Neill was ComEd's top attorney. He told jurors that some people, including ComEd's own lobbyist, defendant Michael McLean, would frequently ask him to find work for people tied to former House Speaker Michael Madigan. There was Madigan's choice for a seat on ComEd's board of directors, Juan Ochoa, and former state representative Art Turner, current state senator L.G. Sims, Madigan fundraiser Victor Reyes, Madigan's political director William Cousineau. The list goes on. O'Neill said he worried about the optics of hiring some people given their ties to Madigan, but then ComEd's CEO Anne Pramaggiore, another defendant in this case, wanted to move forward. Dave McKinney.
An annual program that helps kindergarten and first grade students with their math and reading skills is underway in the Champaign Unit 4 and Urbana school districts. Tony Sanders is the Illinois State Superintendent of Education. He says poverty and learning a second language, such as English, makes it difficult for students to achieve success.
And so when you look at results, you have to put it into the context of the local school district and the data, not just are the students performing well, but how does it, you know, what is the makeup of their students and what are they doing at a local level to meet those student needs?
The iRead and iCount programs put community volunteers into primary school classrooms to spend 1 hour a week for 2 months working directly with students. It focuses on reading skills in the spring and math in the fall. In junior college basketball, both the men's and women's teams from Danville Area Community College are playing in national tournaments today. First, the Danville women's team plays the Pioneers from Delta College in Michigan in a consolation match starting at noon Central Time at the NJCAA Division II Women's Tournament at Port Huron, Michigan. Danville lost to Harcum 79-75 in their opening game yesterday. Then tonight, the Danville men's team plays Waubonsie in a quarterfinal action of the Division II men's tournament, which Danville is hosting. Game time is at 8 p.m. Waubonsie beat Iowa Lake 70-64 yesterday to make it into the quarterfinals. Still to come, we'll hear a conversation with Danville mayoral candidate Ricky Williams. That story is next on 217 Today.
Next time on The 21st Show, we'll hear the story of a young Muslim American couple who traveled the length of Route 66 for a documentary. On the trip, they deepen their connection with their history and their faith.
You have to look beyond the surface to see the beauty and to see the light.
I'm Brian Mackey. The Great Muslim American Road Trip, next time on The 21st Show. Join us.
This is 217 Today. I'm Farrah Anderson. voters in Danville will decide if Ricky Williams Jr. gets to serve a second full term as mayor, or if the job goes to Vermilion Housing Authority Executive Director Jackie Vinson. Illinois Newsroom's Jim Meadows spoke with Mayor Williams, who was appointed to the post in 2018 and elected to a full term a year later. Williams says as mayor, he led a city that faced many challenges.
You know, there were lots of challenges that I anticipated in terms of infrastructure, neighborhood improvements that needed made, economic development. However, we were hit hard with a worldwide pandemic that I didn't anticipate. And I just am especially proud of the progress that Danville has made, considering all that the world has been through in the last 4 years.
What do you consider some of your strongest accomplishments for the city?
Definitely strong stewardship. When I took over, we only had $300,000 in our reserves. Currently, we ended last fiscal year with almost $9.3 million our reserve. That's after getting up to over $11 million and spending it back down to 1.2. Our police and fire pensions are 4.4 and 7.4% better funded than when I took over. And we've made a lot of progress in terms of infrastructure, improved 32 miles of sewer, touched over 25% of our roads in just the last year alone, and 40% over the last 4 years. And we tore down over 300 dilapidated structures throughout the community that I think have made a big difference on how people feel and perceive our city.
The challenge, I guess, right next to needed demolition is being able to bring in new construction and new development. How is the city doing on that, and how do you think you've made a difference in it?
Well, we've had over $250 million in new economic development in terms of expansions and actual new developments. You look at Carl and Christie at the riverfront, $85 million. At the casino, we're almost at $110 million. And then other expansions, for example, at Viscofan, over $25 million and several others. So we are doing a good job. I'm really excited that we have a couple of housing developments in the works as well.
What qualities do you feel is needed for somebody to be an effective mayor? What qualities do you feel you have that contribute to that?
First and foremost, you have to have integrity. You have to be someone that's honest, and people have to believe that they can trust you, that they can count on you, and that you're always working in their best interest. So integrity is number one. Second is honesty. As I've mentioned, we have to be truthful with the people that you serve and share both the good and the bad. And the other thing that I think that's really important is that you're transparent, that people know what you're doing, when you're doing it, and how you're doing it. And I'm really proud of the steps that our administration has taken to live that value of transparency.
Your opponent has raised questions about transparency in city government, but it sounds like you're saying that you're already doing the job in that area.
We are. For example, we started putting the entire agenda packet online versus just the agenda previously, so the people have the same access to the information that the aldermen do at about the same time. I think that's a huge step forward. We always bring things to the community for consideration. For example, when we talked about ARPA funds, we had three different listening sessions throughout the community at which they could bring feedback, and they told us at that time that over 40% of them wanted additional recreational opportunities. So we have been listening to the people, we have heard them, and we are doing what they've asked.
And finally, just looking ahead, what difference do you feel that you as mayor make in the direction that the city goes in?
Most importantly, I bring integrity to the situation. In the past, we had members in the leadership team, department and division heads who ruled like tyrants. They treated the public and their employees and businesses terribly. We have a culture of respect under the Mayor Williams administration, and we make sure that we treat everyone fairly across the board. And I think that's the huge difference, is that instead of working for the select interests of a very few, we work for everyone throughout the city of Danville.
That's Danville Mayor Ricky Williams Jr. talking with Illinois Newsroom's Jim Meadows. Williams is running for a second full term in the April 4th election. Tomorrow, we'll hear from Williams' opponent, Vermilion Housing Authority Executive Jackie Vinson. Before you head to the polls, go to illinoisnewsroom.org. Click on our Election 2023 banner to read more about the mayoral candidates in Danville and Champaign. Also, look for coverage of local school board races. That's at illinoisnewsroom.org. And finally, in your forecast, meteorologist Andrew Pritchard says today will be cloudy with showers and thunderstorms likely, with temperatures gradually falling into the mid-40s this afternoon. That's it for today. Reporting today contributed by Kristen Schorsch, Dave McKinney, Luis Velasquez, and Jim Meadows. Music by the Kilbourne Alley Blues Band. Reginald Hardwick is our news director. I'm Farrah Anderson. 217 Today is a production of Illinois Public Media. Thanks for listening, stay safe, and we'll talk to you again tomorrow.